Then Van Helsing said in a quiet, grave tone, "Tell us your dream, Mr. Renfield." As he heard the voice, his face brightened through its mutilation, and he said, "That's Dr. Van Helsing. How good it is of you to be here. Give me some water, my lips are dry, and I shall try to tell you. I dreamed." He stopped and seemed fainting. I called quietly to Quincy, "The brandy. It's in my study, quick." He flew and returned with a glass, the decanter of brandy, and a carafe of water. We moistened the parched lips, and the patient quickly revived. It seemed, however, that his poor injured brain had been working in the interval, for when he was quite conscious, he looked at me piercingly, with an agonized confusion which I shall never forget, and said, "I must not deceive myself. It was no dream, but all a grim reality." Then his eyes roved round the room. As they caught sight of the two figures sitting patiently on the edge of the bed, he went on, "If I were not sure already, I would know from them." For an instant his eyes closed, not with pain or sleep, but voluntarily, as though he were bringing all his faculties to bear. When he opened them, he said hurriedly, and with more energy than he had yet displayed, "Quick, doctor, quick! I'm dying. I feel that I have but a few minutes, and then I must go back to death, or worse, wet my lips with brandy again. I have something that I must say before I die, or before my poor crushed brain dies, anyhow. Thank you." "It was that night after you left me, when I implored you to let me go away. I couldn't speak then, for I felt my tongue was tied. But I was as sane then, except in that way, as I am now. I was in an agony of despair for a long time after you left me. It seemed hours. Then there came a sudden peace to me. My brain seemed to become cool again, and I realized where I was. I heard the dogs bark behind our house, but not where he was." As he spoke, Van Helsing's eyes never blinked, but his hand came out and met mine and gripped it hard. He did not, however, betray himself. He nodded slightly and said, "Go on," in a low voice. Renfield proceeded.